T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph is here up in South Beach, Miami. Stephen Curry as the Warriors look to bounce back from the tough loss against Minnesota. Look, they lost to one of the best teams in the Western Conference by 4 points. If that's going to make us kind of go over the top and say, oh, the season's over, I'm not sure that's the loss to pinpoint. I'll look at an Indiana loss more so than losing to Minnesota, but we can argue that a little bit later or debate that.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
It's not going to be a Minnesota game. It's going to be the totality of this road trip. And where they, you know, with 6 of the next 7 on the road, Miami today, Orlando tomorrow, Charlotte Friday, San Antonio Sunday, then you come back home for a quick pit stop against Dallas, then you go back on the road for Houston and Dallas. I mean, there's a lot going on here with the Golden State Warriors, as the Rockets are just one game behind the Warriors in the loss column. The Doves do own the tiebreaker. So we'll get into it. Nick Friedell at 8:30. Nick Friedell, 8:30, will join us to talk about the Doves and get his takes, man. I think he just came from Japan, so I wanted some tips on Japan.
That's conversation is hurting my soul.
No, not talking about Japan. Not talking about Japan. That's the next vacation I want to take. Not sure it's going to happen this summer because it's a little pricey, but Japan is where I want to go, Shasky.
Nice.
Sushi, ramen. Here's so much cheaper, so much better.
Go bet on some baseball, Shohei Ohtani.
Can you bet Japan on baseball? Is it legal?
You better you bet.
I'm Nick Costos.
He was so
wrong. You can bet on baseball over there. Shohei, I don't know.
So I watched the presser yesterday, and he was reading a script. I get it. Prepared statement. Whatever people want to call it, right? It's fine. Whatever. I don't even know where to begin, but I will start with this. I don't believe the entire story. Now, I'm not saying that he directly bet on baseball, but to say that he had no knowledge if this other guy was betting on everything, even though they're together 24/7, 365, they're best friends and they're hanging out. Now he's distancing himself like crazy. They're like retconning their entire relationship, but something doesn't add up. And to me, it's like, does it pass the sniff test? No, it doesn't at all.
Well, I don't think there was anything he could have said yesterday that made us believe him.
No, I agree with that.
Is that a thing?
I agree with that.
I don't think there's one thing Shohei could have done yesterday, which, you know what?
Other than like, hey, I knew.
Right. Or if he took questions, but he's not going to give you all the answers because there's an investigation going on. So there's only so much he can say. And I'm sure his lawyers are like, hey, we're going to do the statement. That's all you're going to do. You're not going to take questions because any questions that get asked to you, you're not going to be able to answer them anyway because you've got to wait for the court of law. But some of the statements he made, you know, he said his interpreter was stealing money from him and has told lies. And he said, on a personal note, I'm very sad and shocked that someone who I've trusted has done this. Now, this guy, eBay's taking all the heat, right? Several key members of the Dodgers, CEO Stan Kasten, Chief Marketing Officer Lon Rosen, President of Baseball Operations Andrew Friedman, Brandon Gomes, Dave Roberts, you name it. They were all in attendance as Shohei spoke. And after he spoke, he went straight to the field and started taking BP. But Shohei, through an interpreter, and the new guy who he has, I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do that on my behalf. I've never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. And Ipe, who came with Ohtani to the United States more than 6 years ago, became one of his closest friends. Obviously, was fired shortly after their game against the Padres. after inquiries surrounding at least $4.5 million in wire transfers from Ohtani's bank account to a Southern California bookmaking operation that is under federal investigation. Later on, Shohei said media members reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in his sports betting last weekend and never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry. Shohei later said all of this has been a complete lie about him. Ipe has been telling everybody around that he has been communicating with Shohei on this account to my representatives, to the team. That hasn't been true. So during the team meeting, obviously Ipe was speaking English, but I didn't have a translator by my side. But even with that, I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel there was something amiss. Prior to the meeting, I was told by Ipe, let's talk one-on-one after the meeting in the hotel. So I waited. So up until that team meeting, I didn't know Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in massive debt.
Okay, so right there. Up until that meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. I am not a gambler. I've done it a few times. I don't consider myself knowledgeable at all. I'm just a novice watching sports, and I have friends who love to gamble. I have lots of them. And I'm watching through my prism and then through their prism how they're consuming games, and it's very apparent to me that the way they gamble has completely psychologically change them in the way that a drug would. I'm watching the way they are screaming at the television, these possessions, they're living and dying, and then it's to the next game. And this, so where I'm going at with this is, I don't, that's not illegal for him to lie about up until that meeting. I didn't know he had a gambling addiction. Somebody transferred the money. I just don't believe him. And not that I care, I don't think he should be suspended. But to say that he didn't know that the guy he spent all this time with had a gambling addiction and was in debt, I just call cap on that.
Well, he later on said it was revealed to me in that meeting that Ipe admitted that he was sending money using my account to the bookmaker. At that moment, obviously, it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I contacted my representatives at that point. When I finally was able to talk to my representatives, that's when my representatives found out Ipe had been lying the whole time, and that's when I began contacting the Dodgers and my lawyers. The Dodgers and the lawyers at that moment found out as well and that they'd been lied to. So how does one, I guess my question is, how does one get access to your bank account? He's just your interpreter. How does he have access to your bank account or your funds? How does he just all of a sudden, hey, I'm going to have access to millions and millions of dollars. Anna doesn't even have access to my financials. She may know how much I make or what I have saved or whatnot, but she doesn't know what I have she doesn't have access to my financial resources. So how does one, just all of a sudden, a guy like Shohei Ohtani who's making millions of dollars and getting direct deposit from the Dodgers, how does Ipe have access to his funds? That's number one. That's my biggest question. It's like, how does he have access to your dollars?
So my wife and I, and everyone's family's different, right? But my wife and I have a lot of joint accounts, and then she's got a separate account, and then I have a credit card that we use that I can see certain things, she can see certain things, but there are one on each side that neither of us can see.
Right.
Right? Because of the access. So I don't know if he's an authorized user on certain things, but here's what I would say when it comes to transfers, okay? When you're doing these transfers, because I've done a lot of wire transfers to contractors. Yep. I'm just using my example, the contractors. If I give the same amount over and over, or even a large amount over and over, the amount of two-step authentications that have to go down, and my wife would get a phone call. Hey, are you sure you approved this transaction from your joint account?
Or you get a text.
Something.
You get a text.
There are layers of security. When I'm sending money, I'm like, yeah, that's going to my contractor. I've sent it to him a bunch of times. They're like, well, you've sent a lot of different payments. Are you sure this isn't a redundant payment? Are you sure this isn't suspicious activity? I find it very hard to believe he wasn't aware of something going on with his account.
Well, I mean, you have financial advisors. I'm sure he has a financial advisor.
Agreed.
He has people looking at his money. How does the interpreter have access to your funds? You know.
An autonomous ability to move things.
To do that. No, you can't, because even when I would put funds into gambling sites, I would get the alert. Hey, because offshore accounts, you know, they come up as a different name, not necessarily the gambling site. But they come up as a different name. Hey, do you approve of this deposit here?
Exactly.
And I would press Y for
exactly.
Yes. Shohei knew that this guy had to have a gambling problem, or he was in on it, and maybe they had a big gamble or an investment that just crashed, and they owe $4.5 million. Now, it also leads to this, and it's a speculation cessation. Give me a buck for that. It makes me wonder now, a question, why he took deferred money, Shohei Ohtani.
Really?
Did he take deferred money now on the back end and say, hey, we're going to have this money. I know I have a gambling problem. Let's just limit my salary to this. Talk about Shohei.
Okay.
Let's defer this money for after my career when I'm done gambling and for my retirement and whatnot. I have no idea.
I hadn't considered
that. I had no idea what's going on. But that's where my head goes.
Yeah, no, that's why I want to
hear
this.
When I start thinking about a gambler saying that a gambler, because I know gamblers who are addicted and other people have to take over their funds. They have to take over their direct deposits. They have to take a percentage saying, I know you have a gambling problem. I need to make sure that you don't end up broken homeless, right? So Shohei, did you take deferred money because you have a gambling problem and you want to save some money on the back end so you don't blow through your fortune? I don't know. I'm just speculating there.
No, but like when you have like an estate executor or an executive who's handling someone's finances and things like that, there are ways that they do it to put precautions in place so that this type of stuff
right.
doesn't happen, Bonte.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing I see from a lot of people. Well, a lot of people have people controlling their money. Yeah, and there are steps in place that you set up prior to make sure that you can't just, like, steal funds
right.
in perpetuity.
Yeah.
You know, and these are large transfers. This wasn't like, hey, we stole a dollar over, you know, 4 years, you know, over and over.
Right.
These were huge transfers.
Huge transfers.
I don't know. The whole thing is very sick.
$4.5 million, man. This is big boy money.
Bonte, this is the way I feel like it. And again, I'm pure speculation radio. They're sticking to this story because it provides the least amount of suspension regarding his MLB playing, which, fine. I don't even think he should be suspended. Like, you bet on sports, like, I don't even care. But to your point about shaving and all that, that's a different question. But if you bet, whatever, I don't care. But there is a legality of wiring money to an illegal bookie.
Well, do you care?
And had they done this in another state, it would have been different.
Do you care? Like, do people care that Shohei bet? Or
no,
if he did bet?
But I find
what
it
if
funny
he bet
that
on his own team?
I think he's lying.
What if a player bets on his own team to win every game?
See, I'm okay
is
with that.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I'm okay with that. But I'm not a gambler. So.
But it's if players start betting on their teams to lose, that's where I think you have the issues come in, and that's where you get like
but
the
what
point
if you,
shading.
Did Pete Rose do that? Pete Rose bet against his team to lose?
Well, that's the, you know.
Because he's the manager, he would know.
That's the big question.
But at that point, you're compromising the integrity of the game, and that's what obviously baseball's trying to avoid here.
So like Rory McIlroy's dad put bets in Europe on his son to win a major before a certain age.
Uh-huh.
He always bet on him pre the Open, which is the British Open,
right.
but what we call it over here. And like, so to me, I got no problems with that. And I know there were other guys that have bet on themselves. Brooks Koepka, for example, has bet on himself before. And Patrick Reed's talked about betting on himself before. You see this in golf.
Right.
Phil Mickelson.
Like what if Shohei was betting on himself to hit a home run every game? Or betting on himself to come up with 5 strikeouts as a pitcher?
Does the teammates thing matter to you? So like if you're betting on yourself or against yourself, and you're a solo athlete as opposed to a team athlete,
yeah.
does that matter or not at all?
I don't know. It's kind of wild, like if Shohei went up there and bet $1 million on him going 0 for 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, does he compromise his at-bats? When you go, you're betting on yourself to go 0 for 3, it's probably not hard to go 0 for 3. You start swinging that stuff outside the zone, and you go 0 for 3. That's a lot more controllable to say going 2 for 4 hitting the jack.
Or look at what Jontay Porter did. He bets all of his unders, and then 2 minutes in the game says, I got an eye injury,
I can't
play anymore. So,
yeah, which is fascinating.
I mean, I just go as simplistic as this. I'm a pitcher, and I know this guy is a, you know, fastball hitter. I just happen to let one out over the zone.
Right.
Like, it can look exactly this.
I mean, missed the pitch.
Exactly.
Missed the pitch.
Oh, my breaking ball didn't snap. Like, this could go in so many different directions.
Yeah, I don't know how you regulate this.
I didn't block this guy. I mean, we all have seen the Brett Favre, Michael Strahan play. Like, Brett Favre he took a dive. Brett Favre took a dive there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I prefer to believe things are all on the up and up because I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole of speculating what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
The funniest part about all this is the amount of people who are pretending to be money experts when it comes to celebrities.
You have no idea.
And athletes. And I'm laughing. I'm giving you my experiences, and I'm trying to show you where I'm coming from. And my point of view is, I just don't believe the entire story. That's all.
No, yeah, there's a lot.
I don't think it's the end of the world.
There's a lot missing. Now, the next thing is, what is baseball going to do about it?
What's the state of California going to do?
What's baseball going to do about it? Is Shohei going to get suspended? Where's this investigation going? Because it's not stopping.
I don't know.
What do you want to happen?
I just want to see how it plays out. I want the truth. I want to see how it plays out. Because this is when you allow gambling into sports, this is what you open up Pandora's box to.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of guys who are doing this. Now, some people got big money. Some people are like, you know, Bruno Mars is gambling in Las Vegas, right? He had a residency. Apparently, he's got $50 million in debt.
And right? MGM came out and said, no, he doesn't have $50 million. It's like, we sure about that?
Well, even if he did, he's still making $90 a year.
Well.
But this is big boy money we're talking about here. Not everybody has big boy money. Jonte Porter don't have big boy money. His brother may have big boy money. He doesn't. So maybe he is better. I don't know where this goes, man. It's a speculation sensation. What does baseball do about it? I have no idea. We'll talk to Darryl Lavelle. Do we have the Pete Rose sound? No, we don't have Pete Rose.
Pete Rose basically said that he should have had an interpreter.
Yeah, if he had an interpreter in the 70s and 80s, he'd be in the Hall of Fame, basically. That's what Pete Rose said.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what they can prove. I don't know what they can do. I'm not sure what I'm even looking for. All I'm saying is when I saw that yesterday, I was like, I just don't. Sorry, bud. Don't believe you.
I never bet on baseball.
As someone who defended Barry Bonds, and I didn't believe Barry Bonds either, and defending him in the sense of, like, we all knew he took something. Like, duh. We all knew he took something. But, like, yeah, everybody else was doing it too. And yeah, he deserves some sort of a punishment. I feel like the punishment has not been equitable across the board. Like, I look at the Shohei thing and I'm like, yeah, I don't believe you either.
Well, there's a lot of people who are gambling. There's a lot of people who are doing roids. There's a lot of people who do whatever they got to do to play a game. Some people smoke weed right before a game. They got to be high to play. Some people take a couple shots to play. Who knows if cocaine is part of the problem? You know, you can't tell me it's not. Can't tell me it's not.
Crack.
Vince Coleman, online one.
I mean, come on, man. Lawrence Taylor? Went out there and won NFL MVP off crack cocaine. Are you kidding me? I mean, some of these guys, man, they got to do what they got to do to get ready for a game.
Who was the running back in Playmakers?
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother, Omar
yes,
Gooding.
Yes.
Playmakers. It was like a 50-minute halftime. He was able to take off his shoulder pads, meet the dude in the tunnel, get his cocaine, smoke cocaine, throw up a little bit, take a 15-minute nap, and then put his shoulder pads back on and run 400 yards.
Playmakers is the greatest show that no one wants you to see.
Oh, well, it's on YouTube. I watched it back during the pandemic. The NFL Playmakers was so real that the NFL said, ESPN, you got two choices. You can air Playmakers for a season two, but then we're going to take the NFL away from you. So what's your choice? You're either going to play Playmakers or not.
So, you know, like I'm thinking about like some of the great moments in baseball history, just to stick on baseball for just a moment, because we're talking about Shohei. Like the Cal Ripken moment where they grooved him a pitch for a home run. Like we all agree, right? That All-Star game, was grooved
Seattle.
To him.
Maybe.
But you can never prove it.
Yeah. I thought it was I thought he wanted to give him something to hit. Who threw that?
I forget.
Who threw that pitch? Because the All-Star game was in Seattle, right?
And we've had Mike Bassick on a few times, and he threw the home run pitch to Barry Bonds that he hit into center field, which broke the Hank Aaron record at the time. And I wouldn't say that he maliciously threw him something over the plate, but he did acknowledge to all of us that, like, he was like, yeah, I wasn't going to walk around him.
Adam Wainwright.
Adam Wainwright.
Was that the one in Minnesota?
I didn't know that.
I don't know where it was, but he definitely did that one to Jeter. And then everyone called him out. He's like, oh, yeah, I kind of grooved it. And then he wanted to backpedal. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, who cares?
No, and that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't care either. But, like, but this is Pandora's box.
But if you had a prop bet, though.
Exactly.
If you had a prop bet on Adam Wainwright going through an inning scoreless. I mean, scoreless pitches, scoreless
betting
inning.
On an MLB All-Star game. That's like betting on the Little League World Series, am I right? Who does that?
For a way, Comcast Business Text Line, you can take a 15-minute nap off cocaine. On Playmakers, you can. The show Playmakers.
The cocaine's happening.
So, listen, man. I knew I was having a problem, and I had to check myself when I bet on the Little League World Series. and there was a kid in Hawaii running down the first baseline. I felt like he wasn't running hard enough. He was running hard enough, but I looked at the TV.
No, you did not.
No, I said, no, get your ass down the line. And I said, you know what? I got an issue. I got an issue.
You told a 12-year-old on ESPN, which the game shouldn't be on ESPN to some degree. I think it's because of this right here.
Right.
Because
exactly.
of this right here.
And I
here.
Knew right there, I said, I need to check myself. This is bad.
Was that your rock bottom?
That was my rock bottom. But you know what? I was trying to win money. Your boy's broke. Hawaii was rolling, man.
Good for you for recognizing it, though.
Yeah, you know.
What's more egregious, Danny Almonte pretending to be 12 and being like 15, or Bonte yelling at a 12-year-old for not hustling?
Through the TV.
Oh, it's like, definitely Bonte yelling at the TV.
No, I felt like he could have beat the grounder out, damn kid.
Come if on, you're man. Yelling at Little Leaguers through the TV in general, money on it or not.
I mean,
I yell at Little Leaguers every day. I was at South Sunset yesterday
right,
doing that.
Go.
But that was
well,
practice.
You're their coach. You're supposed to.
Yes.
Well, so what, though? You're in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, playing in the Little League World Series, and your ass ain't busting it down the first baseline. Damn it, I got money down. Come on, you're 12.
I'm with Bonte on this
you
one,
know?
Actually. Yeah.
You got to practice good habits. This is where it starts, kid. Mm-hmm. So you're not busting your butt down the first baseline in a Little League World Series game. Yeah, it's going to piss a lot of people off. Especially people who have money on that game.
So too many Capri Suns and orange slices.
Yeah,
out there.
We're not
Everyone's
doing that.
Cheering
this
them
is,
for just making
this is
the
Williamsport.
Tournament.
Damn it,
winning.
This is Williamsport.
If you found out Justin Verlander grooved those pitches to Pablo Sandoval in the World Series, doesn't that change everything for everyone?
But we know Verlander's
I'm just asking.
Not doing
I'm
that.
Just asking.
It does change everything.
Doesn't it change everything for
people
everyone?
People already think this stuff is fixed.
No, it's not.
People already think it's fixed. I've had people sit me down, seriously.
Bosa on the fourth and two or whatever. He had the Chiefs.
You know
and he was like,
Shasky, there's that one guy in your family or that one friend who sits you down and says, this is why it's fixed.
Oh, I hate that.
And they're conspiracy theorists and they know for sure it's fixed. Like, and it's like, I'm like, babe, there's too many variables to fix a game.
I totally agree.
Now, referees could control it. They could call a bad call. Like, if I was an NFL ref, right?
Yeah.
I knew I had control if I had the under, right? Or the over in the game. And there's questionable contact down the field. I'm throwing a yellow flag and calling the pass interference. Because I'm thinking about the over. Like, think about a referee.
Oh, well, that's a different question. So, for example, like, I always believe in basketball in particular. You could take control of a game almost immediately. You know how many near fouls there are in the first quarter of a game? You want to get a superstar on the bench?
You could do that.
Can happen in
you
seconds.
You could do that in seconds, dude.
Seconds.
You could do that
Strike
in seconds.
Strike zone is pretty obvious.
Are you kidding me? You could do that in seconds.
Who's the guy that Roxy Bernstein cannot stand? The umpire.
Oh,
C.B. Buckner.
C.B. Buckner.
He's horrible.
Well, C.B. Buckner's bad. Angel Hernandez.
Oh, awful.
I mean, they're the worst of the worst. Gosh, don't get me started on them.
Who was the guy at first base? The guy had the Detroit Tiger.
Jim Joyce.
And he started crying.
Hey,
he took away
he
a perfect
felt bad,
guy.
At least. Like, he felt
horrible.
C.B. Buckner and Angel Hernandez don't care. They forget the count half the time.
Who's the umpire in the OG Cardinals-Royals World Series? He called the guy safe on the grounder. The St. Louis Cardinals would have won the World Series. Whitey Herzog was the manager for
that
the Cardinals.
That was a play at first Don base.
Play at first base.
Yeah, that was
Don Deckinger.
Yeah,
he didn't call it out. And the Royals, he blew the World Series.
Keith Hernandez at first, I believe.
Maybe for the Cardinals when he was with the Cardinals
I believe,
the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's
no,
a famous
right.
blow call.
Yeah.
So he's got.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.